Hey there, Dr. Paula here. Today's session is going to focus on practicing self-regulation. We can begin by closing your eyes and taking a deep breath. Now, as you exhale, open your eyes and allow yourself to slip into a light state of relaxation. Close your eyes and take another breath. And again, as you exhale, open your eyes and allow yourself to go deeper, twice as relaxed as before. One more time. Close your eyes and take a nice deep breath, inhaling, and now exhaling, and open your eyes one more time, and again being 10 times more relaxed and ready to be open to the suggestions that I will make today. As you allow yourself to enjoy this tranquil, serene state, know that you are exactly where you need to be. And in this moment, no one wants or expects anything from you. In this moment, all you need to do is to listen to the sound of my voice. If thoughts wander in as I'm talking, that's okay. Your subconscious is still tracking, and you can gently return your attention to the sound of my voice whenever you are ready. If there are any outside noises like the sound of a car or a barking dog, you can remember that these sounds are there and you are here. These sounds will simply serve as a signal that you can go deeper into your state of focused attention, and you can enjoy this moment completely. If you discover a tingle or a twitch, go ahead and scratch or adjust your position. Moving around to make yourself more comfortable will only add to your enjoyment and your concentration. In your mind, picture a serene garden with a gentle breeze swaying the flowers. As you watch, you can imagine yourself holding a kite. This kite is like your emotions. You can feel tension in the string as the wind picks up, just as your emotions might rise. But, like a skilled kite flyer, you have the power to control the string, guiding your emotions with grace. By exercising restraint over your desires, emotions, and impulses, you can achieve a state of inner tranquility and maintain calmness in the face of life's challenges. Now, this doesn't mean suppressing your emotions, but rather acknowledging them and then choosing to respond to them thoughtfully and virtuously. Self-regulation is power. You choose to take back control from external events, and you realize that when you choose your response using balanced, coherent, rational, sensible, realistic, and logical thought, you are strong. You can ask yourself every day, is what I am doing getting me closer to where I want to be tomorrow? You know, the past is gone and the future is not here, but the choices you make today will direct your future. Choosing self-regulation over emotional responses will move you to the future that you desire. There is a story of a very wise man and the rusty lock. The story goes that there was a small village with a very wise man, and that the villagers often went to this man for advice. One day, a young man approached him and said, "Master, I have a hot temper. When I get angry, I say hurtful things and act impulsively. Can you help me?" The wise man nodded and said, "Bring me a rusty lock, a hammer, and a bag of nails." The young man did as he was instructed. The wise man handed him the hammer and said, "Now, go to the town square and nail that rusty lock to the trunk of the oldest tree, and use all of the nails in this bag to do so." Confused, but willing to follow the wise man's guidance, the young man nailed the lock to the tree. And he returned to the wise man and asked, "Master, I've done as you said. What does this have to do with my temper?" The wise man smiled and said, "Whenever you feel anger rising within you, go to the tree. And every time you resist giving in to your anger, remove a nail from the lock." Days turned into weeks, and the young man diligently followed the wise man's advice. Whenever he felt anger, he would go to the tree and remove a nail. Eventually, all the nails were gone, and he proudly went to the wise man to report his accomplishment. The wise man looked at him and said, "Now go back to the tree and remove the rusty lock." Well, the young man struggled to remove the lock, realizing that the rust had caused it to become even more stuck over time. He returned to the wise man frustrated. And the wise man gently explained, "Just as the rusty lock took time to corrode, so does the habit of anger take time to break. While you can learn to control your reactions, the impressions of anger may remain. With patience and self-regulation, you can weaken those impressions over time, but it does require consistent effort." And so it is. Self-regulation and patience is needed to overcome negative habits and reactions. Just as the young man needed time to remove the rusty lock, you too need time and continuous effort to change deeply ingrained behaviors and responses. You can be patient with yourself on this journey. You might do what many people do and carry a special stone or coin in your pocket as a talisman. This will help you with your practice. When you feel emotions rising, you can hold your talisman, feel its weight, and you can imagine it absorbing any negative energy you might be carrying. When you place the talisman back in your pocket, you can feel a sense of lightness, knowing you've released emotional weight. As Angela Mayu said, "You may not control all the events that happen to you, but you can decide not to be reduced by them. You have the power to make your choices. So, choose wisely. It's time to return to your day. I'm going to count up from 1 to 3. And when I reach 3, you will feel alert and content, knowing that you are making the choices that serve you and your future. 1, noticing the air and the sounds that surround you. 2, wiggling your toes and your fingers. And 3, wide awake, alert, and smiling because you are taking back control. You are determining your responses and you are making good choices. Take care.